We have been working with Dunloe Teddy Towns for a number of months now on a sustainable community project, looking at introducing sustainable actions to businesses, to community groups, schools, and general public. I suppose the start of it was the launch yesterday, which we launched our business charter, where the Teddy Towns Committee will be asking local businesses in the town to sign up to the charter, where they would make some commitments to sustainability over their next coming years. You know, one of the really encouraging aspects of the campaign as well is that the Mary from Dunloe International Arts Festival are involved in introducing greening this year to their festival, and we should see an increased recycling focus through that long program of events with the festival. And also the reigning Mary from Dunloe, Caroline O'Donnell, is the ambassador for Dunloe Going Green as well. So a really positive initiative coming from the community.
And is this something you would hope to see other festivals get on board with?
Very much so, festivals, but also for local communities. I mean, I think we have a good template now with Dunloe Going Green, and that's something that we would like to see being replicated right across the county. So it's like that we're devising the way forward with one group as a, I suppose, as a trial, and we'll get a lot of learning out of that over the next 12 months or so. We'll be able to bring the templates of the charters and the other activities to hopefully lots of other communities. And there's a lot of work happening out there in the communities already, all over the county, with lots of sustainable actions and sustainable plans being put in place. So it's really positive. And this time that we're in at the minute is such a, I suppose, there's so much heightened awareness in relation to our impacts on our environment. And we're just trying to identify some really, I suppose, simple positive actions that everybody can take, whether you're a business or an individual. And one of those, if you look, for example, at the takeaway cup of tea or the takeaway cup of coffee, I read out a stat yesterday at the launch to say that in Ireland we go through 22,000 of those every hour, and it's a use once throwaway item. And a part of this campaign will also be to try and reduce that. So by making people aware that they can bring a reusable cup or their own cup into a cafe if they need to take a cup of coffee on the go or a service station, and that cafes, restaurants, service stations are welcoming those now. And you might even get a reduction in the price of your cup of tea or cup of coffee. But it means it's a reusable item, and it's not just a single-use throwaway item. And that's one really positive step that anybody can make, because they've become such a feature of our everyday lives.